It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Pope Family Dental. Pope Family Dental, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by DuPage Credit Union this holiday season. Give the gift that drives home the holiday spirit with DuPage Credit Union's low 1.49% APR vehicle financing. This incredibly low rate is good for up to 60 months on 2013 and 2014 model year vehicles. That's 1.49% APR for up to 5 years when you finance with DuPage Credit Union. Visit DuPageCU.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by J.W. Rule Landscape Services. J.W. Rule Landscape Services can serve you by creating and building a landscape that fits your house style and your lifestyle. Jim and his team use their years of experience and knowledge of plants and formal training to design and complete your desired outcome. Whether it's a large project or a fairy garden, you will notice the difference. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. They put the special in special events. Stiefel Nicholas, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse in downtown Naperville, featuring delicious mouth-watering steaks and tasty sides, along with the Dallitini. Body Brown Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan. Naper Settlement, Mad Landscaping, let them take care of all your fall cleanup. Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville, and now in Oak Brook, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. And the Naperville Trolley and Tours, hop aboard the beautiful trolleys of the Naperville Trolley and Tours for weddings and bar hops and birthday parties, bachelorette parties, holiday lights tours, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel nice, that sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you.
I love my Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, I like to call it. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in. And every week, you know, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news and good guests, and at least one good laugh, and we welcome your calls. So give me a call. Today we have a really interesting guest. It's the Angel Lady, and she's going to be reading your angels. Yep, she can do it over the phone, so you're going to want to write down this number and call into the show. And the number is 347-945-7215. Look at people already starting to call in. 347-945-7215. And we'll be talking to Sue Storm, who is an award-winning or best-selling author and world-renowned angel reader. And we're lucky enough to have her on the show today. This lady is in demand. We booked her months ago, and I can't wait to see what she tells me about my angels. And she's going to read Beth's angels, too. Beth doesn't know that. Do you know that? Are you looking forward to that? I love putting her on the spot. Anyway, so you're going to want to call in and talk to Sue Storm. Well, how's everybody doing? Did y'all have a good week? Did you get all your Christmas presents up? The presents, we're still working on. The decorations, we're about halfway done here. But I have to tell you, with all the Christmas decorations going on here and the baking I've done, I started craving the comfort food big time. So I made my homemade lasagna, big, huge pan of it, and I had the sausage and the meatballs in the crock pot for 2 days straight. Oh, my gosh, let me tell you, I hate to brag, but they were amazing. That's the key to good sausage and meatballs. Let them soak in that sauce. People, let me just tell you, I do have an Irish last name, but I am Italian, and so here's a hint. Put those sausage and meatballs in the crock pot and leave them in there. Forget about them. Let them just soak. They're amazing. So I hope you all got through the decorating chaos. It was pretty chaotic over here. We found our elf, Buddy the Elf, a.k.a. Elf on the Shelf. Do any of you have that? Have an elf in your house? Give me a call. Let me know. Because we've got an elf. His name is Buddy. Beth, do you have an elf at your house?
We do not. I didn't grow up with that.
She didn't grow up with the elf. Neither did I, but it's a tradition that I started with my kids. And if you've never heard of it, it's called Elf on the Shelf. And he moves around. You wake up and you're like, where did he go? And our elf is named Buddy. And the kids wake up and it really helps them get out of bed around the holidays. That's the way to get them out of bed because they're like, okay, where's Buddy today? Where did he move to today? And the story behind the elf on the shelf is he comes to the house. You put him out the day after Thanksgiving. And every night he leaves to tell Santa if you've been good or bad. Kind of keep you in check, if you will. So, and then he comes back, and he's somewhere else in the house. He's moved around. Now, the kids just get such a kick out of watching the elf in the house. And sometimes he can be a bit mischievous. And he, last year, he took a bag of mini marshmallows and dumped them all over the floor. He's a riot. Another time, he dumped some sprinkles in the toilet. What else did it? This is the crazy. Another time he was sitting on the Christmas tree. Another time he was in the cookies. He went in the cookie jar and he left the lid open. He was in the cookie jar. It's really hilarious. We have a lot of fun with it. And I'm betting a lot of you have an elf on the shelf. I'd love to hear your stories about it. So post them on my Facebook if you have any pictures of your elf on the shelf and what he's been up to. Take a picture and post it on my Facebook wall. We'd love to see it. All right, what else has been going on this week? Let me just tell you, it's starting Saturday, this Saturday and Sunday, and then next week, Saturday and Sunday, one of the Dally McCarthy Show sponsors, Napier Settlement, is having a holiday mansion tour. And what it is a guided tour of the beautifully decorated Martin Mitchell Mansion. Have you ever seen it, this place? It is just gorgeous. It's listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and it'll be decked out in full Victorian splendor for this weekend and next weekend. So you can go to Napier Settlement, walk the grounds, visit all of the little historic homes, and also visit the beautiful Martin Mitchell Mansion. They are asking for reservations. If you want to go, you can check them out on their website and more information on their website, napiersettlement.org. Or call for reservations, and that's the number to call is 630-420-6010. I'm going to be heading over there myself, so look for me. I hope to see you, and that'll be a great time over at Napier Settlement. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to give away tickets for our callers and listeners and Facebook fans, so give us a call and let me know you want those tickets, or you can post a message on Facebook as well, www.facebook.com/The Dally McCarthy Show. We're giving away tickets for the mansion tours, two on Saturday, two on Sunday, and next weekend as well. So, all right, give us a call. My old high school, Mother Guerin, which is not called Mother Guerin anymore because it merged with the boys' high school across the way, Holy Cross. Now it's called Guerin Prep. They're putting together they have, for the past 25 years, had the Adopt a Kid Network, and they've taken care of about 4,000 kids through 16 different agencies every year, and they're having the Santa's Workshop Day. It's Saturday, December 14th, so next Saturday at 8 a.m. It's going to be in the Guerin Cafeteria at Guerin Prep High School, and you can give them a call for more information, but basically, It's the cafeteria turns into a Christmas wonderland, and what they're doing is the students there at Guerin Prep are all involved with this. to help those less fortunate during the holidays. And they're putting together Christmas presents. And are we having people drop off presents, Beth? Is that what they're asking?
They can come dropping off
for the kids. So you can drop off presents for the kids unwrapped and drop them off there. But 25 years later, Garen is still doing this, and now through 16 different agencies throughout the year. So it's pretty amazing event. So we're just asking you, if you live near Mother or Garen Prep, it was Mother Garen, or if you don't, if you're in the city, stop by Garen Prep High School next Saturday for the Adopt-A-Kid People Care Network. That's what we're calling it. So, all right, Garen Prep. Way to go, Garen Prep. Now let's move on here. We have another announcement I want to make is Arthur Murray is still collecting non-perishable food items for the victims and families affected by the tornado last month in Washington, Illinois. They're leaving this Sunday. So you can drop off your donations of such by Sunday at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville or in Oak Brook. And for more information, you can check out their website, and that's www.napervillearthurmurray.com. But like I said, they do now have an Oak Brook location, too, where they're collecting items for the victims and all those affected by the tornado in Washington, Illinois. Thanks so much for all your contributions to that. And by the way, Arthur Murray is a proud sponsor of the Deli McCarthy Show. We're so glad to have them, and they have gift certificates. So Christmas presents, if you're looking for something for your loved one, check out maybe Arthur Murray, a dance lesson or two. That would be fun. I know I'm really enjoying those dance lessons with James Dutton, the owner and instructor over at Arthur Murray. He is amazing, and he's giving me my dance lessons, and I'm having a great time. I posted a video yesterday of the dance lesson that I had yesterday, so check it out. Maybe you want to come and join me, and we'll dance together. They have parties every Friday night, too, so it's really a great time. Okay, before we get to Sue Storm, our angel lady, and I know she's taking calls, too, so if you want to have your angels read, call us in. The number is 347. Call us in. Listen to me. I haven't had my coffee today. I got to tell you, I this morning at about 4:30 in the morning, Rudy dog, was barking like a crazy dog. Like, you would have thought someone was breaking in the house. You really would have. And he was growling and showing teeth. So I get up, and I look. What's going on, Rudy? It's the milkman outside. He is ready to attack the milkman. What is it with dogs and, you know, mailmen and milkmen? They just don't like them. And the thing is, you think they'd know them. They come every day. The mailman comes every day. You think, Rudy, you know him. That's John, our mailman. Or he's like growling at him. He just wants to attack him. And Rudy of Cavachon, he thinks he's a big Doberman. He thinks he's this badass dog. What's that? And look who's here. Rudy's here. You know, funny thing is, Rudy follows me around all day long, but when Beth shows up, he forgets about me. It's all about Beth when Beth shows up. Yeah. But, Beth, are you giving him treats? I think Beth is doing something special for him behind my back. Yeah. Well, all right. We also have the Don McCarthy Show is also a proud sponsor of the Snowflake Shuffle, and we are so thrilled to be a part of this. And we have Hallie Hudson on the line, and she's with Tri-City Family Services. Tell us a little bit more about it. Good morning, Hallie.
Good morning, Dolly. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Great. I'm actually working the packet pickup for the Snowflake Shuffle for the early check-in. We have it today and tomorrow at the Geneva United Methodist Church. So I'm there right now kind of handling the fort.
Oh, are you really? Now, how many people have registered already, pre-registered?
We have just over 500 at this point in time. So I'm really excited for it. It's going to be a great day. I know it's going to be a really chilly morning, but everyone's really excited about it.
Yeah, it is going to be chilly, but you know what? It's December, people. It's December.
Right. The dress in layers, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, so it's going to definitely feel like the season, and you're going to want to run, although I'm going to be walking it. I'm not a runner. I'm going to be walking it. You know, this is such a great cause. Tri-City Family Services does amazing things. They're based out in Geneva, right?
Yeah, we're based out in Geneva. We're at the intersection of Fargo and Randall Road. That's where our agency is.
But
and
you serve all of the county. Is it King County and DuPage County?
We serve mostly the King County area, like the Tri-Cities and the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Tri-Cities, what is that considered? Is it St. Charles, Geneva?
In Batavia.
In Batavia, okay. So if you didn't know what Tri-City meant, people, it's those three cities. But and that, hence, Tri-City Family Services. So I know it's a not-for-profit and you're a human services agency, you're serving the community members, but in what way? Tell our listeners all about it.
Yeah, well, our agency, we specialize in providing mental health services and counseling. We consider ourselves a local leader in providing those services, and we offer our services all across all ages, all income levels. Mental health is an issue that affects across all ages, all income levels. So we want to provide our services to everyone in the community to make our community a stronger and better place.
So you're basically dedicated to strengthening, you know, the people in the community and building the community and providing affordable counseling and youth crisis intervention. These are so important
absolutely.
In our communities for sure.
Yeah, we take Medicare, and we offer our services on a sliding fee scale. So we really pride ourselves on never turning away anyone based on their inability to pay.
Okay, and do you see mostly teens there, or do you have a good mix of teens and families?
We actually have a good mix of all ages. Our specialty and the core of our services has always been teens. And this year we actually launched what we call our family-based treatment program for eating disorders. So that is essential for helping teens with their struggles with that.
So that's a brand new program that you launched.
It is. It's just
for eating
a couple months old. Yeah.
Wow. Now, what is
that? It's so vital.
Haley, I don't know if you can talk about this, but what are some of the most pressing problems? What are some of the problems that our teens are facing in our community, which probably is, you know, very similar to anywhere else in this country? So what are some of the main issues that teens are facing that they're struggling with?
Well, sure. I mean, first I'll say, I don't have a clinical background, so I can only speak to, you know, what I see on a daily basis at our agency. But, I see a lot of the teens that are facing anxiety, issues with bullying, self-esteem. Some teens are really dealing with depression and issues of suicidal thoughts. So all of those issues actually are addressed by another program we actually launched probably about a year or so ago called Teens Won't Wait, and it's making teens a priority in our community. And it's addressing all of those issues that you know, teens kind of make rash decisions, so we're trying to prevent tragedies from happening, like suicides. So as long as we can give them the, the mental health and counseling services that they need.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, about how many teens a year do you see and families do you serve a year?
Well, for individuals, in our last fiscal year, we served over 4,000 individuals.
4,000? Wow.
Yeah. 4,000 individuals, and I can't say how many of those are teen cases, but we pride ourselves on the fact that we've served over 4,000 individuals, and we really like to see not only in our counseling sessions just individuals, but we call our name is Tri-City Family Services because we focus on the family and approaching their approaching their issues as a family unit to help them.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, you're trying to help this teen, but then when they leave you, they got to go back home to the family. And if the family's on board and working to make the environment a better place, or working to help this teen get through whatever they are struggling with. So that makes obviously a lot of sense. Tri-City Family Service, how long has this not-for-profit been around?
I believe we're going to be celebrating 46 years.
46 years, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic. Serving the Tri-City communities all these years. Look at that. And there's this big snowflake shuffle coming up, folks. And there's still time to register, right? We still have time.
Absolutely.
You got all day today and all day tomorrow.
And even on Saturday, we still take registrants at the door. And then online registration will be available until Friday, tomorrow morning. So, get those last-minute registrants in there. And I just want to say that we allow strollers out on the course. Dogs are allowed out on the course. But I know it's going to be, pretty cold, but we also have the nice Mill Creek Clubhouse, and we have an award ceremony that's indoors, and we provide lots of refreshments, and Santa Claus will be in attendance as well.
And you're asking people to dress up in, like, holiday costume attire, what would be like those ugly sweaters that people wear now?
Oh, yeah.
Those ugly holiday sweaters. I think they're actually kind of cute. I hate when they call it the ugly sweater party.
Yeah, I love
those. They're actually
kind
of cute. So bring those sweaters out and put them on. You're going to need a couple of them because it's going to be chilly, but we're running, and there's going to be hot chocolate there, and Santa Claus will be there. And this whole event, you have great sponsors. I know you have BMO Harris Bank, which is a good friend of the Dolly McCarthy Show, and the Elburn Herald, the King County Chronicle. And any other sponsors to this event that I'm missing? Exelon Generation. There we go.
Yeah,
that's another one.
Yep, there we go. Yep, yes. So we have, a complete remodeling company, BMO Harris Bank, Exelon Generation, the Dolly McCarthy Show, the Elburn Herald, the King County Chronicle. Those are all our gold sponsors.
Yeah.
But then I would also like to recognize Comcast as our platinum-level sponsor at the $2,500 level.
Okay. Well, thank you to Comcast. This is such an important fundraiser for Tri-City Family Services so you can continue to do all the great works that you're doing with teens and families in our communities. But you also have another event, a big gala, next year, and I wanted to give people a heads up on that, but I'm not quite sure the date. I thought the president of your board sent me an FYI, and I misplaced it. Save the date. Do you know what it is, Hallie? So we can tell people?
Yes, it's Saturday, April 26th.
Okay. Big gala there, and there'll be a live auction and a silent auction, and I went last year to that, and it was so much fun. This is such a great, great cause, so needed in our community, and look at this, 46 years later, look how far they've come. So come on out for the Snowflake Shuffle to benefit Tri-City Family Services. This is their fifth annual 5K run and walk. I'll be walking. Look for me. Say hello. Look for Hallie. Say hello, Hallie. Are you going to be wearing a Santa hat or something? How are we going to find you? I've never met you. I've talked to you before.
I know. It'll be great to meet each other. Actually, I'll be wearing a Christmas tree, kind of like a headband Christmas tree, so people can find me kind of easily that way. I'll be in the clubhouse for the most of the time. But, if you have any race questions, definitely find the person with the Christmas tree on their head.
Okay, perfect. That's not a problem. We will definitely find you. And it's so inexpensive. It's such a great way to give back this time of year. Only $25 for adults. You can register that morning at 7 a.m. That's also check-in time. And the youth mile starts at 8:30, and then the big snowflake shuffle starts at 9 a.m. with Santa Claus there. And the mayor of Geneva will also be there too, right? I think I'm going to be saying go. Am I shooting off a gun or some sort? How are we getting everybody to go?
You're going to be kicking off the race with Mayor Burns from Geneva. And just at 8:30, you'll be working with kind of the timing team, and they'll give you an air horn or something to start the race.
Listen to me. I'm always thinking, okay, a gun. Go, on your marks, is that go? An air horn probably, which is just
exciting.
Yeah, I think
it's a little safer.
And children 5 and under are free, by the way. I hope we see you all out there. Come on out. Say hello to Hallie. Hallie Hudson at Tri-City Family Services, and my good friend Jim DeChula will be there. And thanks, Jim, for all the work that you do for Tri-City Family Services. You too, Hallie. And we'll see you all on Saturday morning.
We'll see you Saturday morning. Thank you so much.
Here's the website, too, folks, www.tricityfamilieservices.org.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks to Hallie Hudson for all of that information about such a worthy cause, Tri-City Family Services. Okay, we're moving along here. You know what? I'm so glad to have this little lady on the show. She's a dear friend of mine, and she has found her passion in life, and it's all has to do with paint and wine. I always knew she was passionate about wine. She's got a wine cellar, and I can tell you the code. Pam Bartlett, the co-owner of Pino's Palette, is on the line. Pam, how are you?
Hi, Dolly.
Good morning. This is your first time on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Congratulations.
Yes, it is. I'm excited.
Well, Pam, I'm so excited for you because as a friend, you want the best for your friends. And Pam loves, I know you love collecting wine. You've been doing it for years. She's got this amazing wine cellar in her house. And only a few people know the code to get in there. And I'm one of them. I'm so honored. Although I've never, ever used that code. I have to say, we need to slow down in life. But then she found another passion of hers, painting. And she combined the two. And now we have a fantastic new shop in downtown Naperville called Pino's Palette. Pam, I'm so excited for you. When is the grand opening? When is this opening up to the public?
Thank you, Dolly. We are super excited to bring this to Naperville. We are training artists today, and our grand opening is next Friday. And we're going to be painting Van Gogh's Starry Night, and we still have seats left, so we're really excited to bring this to the community and let everybody come paint, drink, and have fun with us.
Oh, my goodness. So basically, you come in, you pay one flat fee, and you can bring your own wine, or you
actually,
sell wine
there. You cannot bring your own wine.
Oh.
And this was started as a BYOB in Houston, and in Illinois, and especially Naperville, there's no BYOB allowed. So we do have a liquor license, and you can purchase reasonably priced wines from our bar, and we also will have some craft beers and some limited spirits. But we do have a liquor license, and you are allowed to bring in your own snacks. If you want to bring like cheese and crackers or snacks that you've made, you're more than welcome to bring those in.
Mm-hmm. So you come in, you can purchase wine there, bring your own snacks, and then you spend a couple hours painting. Now, I'm not a painter. So, and you say this, we're going to be painting a Van Gogh painting. If I'm not a painter, how the heck am I going to paint a Van Gogh? How do you do this? And
well,
I've seen your website. It's amazing. How do people
I
do
know.
This? How does it work?
We have hired local professional artists, and they can guide you step by step through a painting. So you come in, you sit down, and everything is there for you, your canvas, your paintbrushes, your paint, and the artist stands in front of the class. Everyone's painting the same painting, and we have 2 and 3 hour classes, so on the weekends it's 3 hours. And she basically says, take the big brush, put it in the blue paint, and shows you exactly how to cover the canvas, and then just guide you each step of the way, and you leave at the end of the night with your very own masterpiece.
That's fantastic. It sounds very easy, but yet, I don't know. I'm going to try it out tomorrow night. I'm going to let everybody know next week, but it sounds easy enough. But we'll see how it turns out.
It actually is meant to be easy for everyone to follow along, people that have never touched a paintbrush in their life. I went with my sister in Fort Collins. I took my sister and my son and my nephew, and my sister's never touched a paintbrush in her life, and her painting turned out better than all of ours. So
wow.
Anyone can do it. Our artists are trained to guide you through it, and there's assistants walking around the room that help you if you run into any questions or need help with a brush stroke or something. They will be there to help you with that.
So no art experience necessary.
No experience required.
No experience required, that's for sure. Well, it sounds really fun, Pam. I'm so excited to go tomorrow night to your media night.
Correct.
But, you know, folks, if you're listening, this is something new and different, and it's going to be a blast. I mean, it sounds so much fun, a great girls' night out, even a date night. You know, what a nice, unique date night. You could totally get to know someone. You could totally see their talents and if they have the patience. You could totally see into this potential partner in life by sending them painting with you.
Absolutely.
How about the hours? What are your hours going to be?
Most of our classes start at 7, but we ask people to come in 45 minutes to a half hour beforehand so they can get settled, mingle with their friends, grab a drink from the bar, and then promptly at 7 we start the class. And there's break times in between for the, you know, drying times for steps in the painting to dry, and then more time to mingle. And it's basically a fun party. Pino's Palette is there to entertain you and just come out and have a good night and a good time with your friends. Mm-hmm. So it's from 7 to 10 on the weekends and 7 to 9 during the week we do 2-hour paintings.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a blast. Now, everyone in the room is painting the same picture, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
we do have date night
paintings.
True, and that's a lot of fun just to get up and walk around and see everyone else's work. But I wanted to mention we do have some date night paintings where if you come in with your significant other, you're painting two different paintings that go together. So if you put them on the wall, they go together, so you're not both going home with the same painting.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
yeah.
That's fantastic. So if you're coming, you live together and you're married or whatever it be, you don't have the same painting to stare at and compare. Mine was better than yours. No, mine
but
is better.
But that's fun, too.
So you also do corporate team building events there as well, anniversary
Absolutely.
Parties.
Absolutely.
Do you host private holiday parties, too? Will you be booking those this month?
We do. We already have about 11 private holiday parties booked for this month and next month. And we do corporate team building. We do bachelorette parties, birthday parties, date nights, just about any event where there's a celebration involved, you can host it at Pino's Palette.
Mm-hmm. How about kids' parties? Do you have kids' parties there, kids' night?
Absolutely. Currently, we have a birthday party for a group of 12-year-olds, and we also have the Girl Scouts coming in next week to get their painting badge. So we work with children as well. And actually, next summer, we will be starting what's called Little Brushes, which is painting and kids' camps, but that will start next summer.
Oh, wow. Something to look forward to. Keep in mind
Absolutely.
For camps for next summer for your kids. Okay, tell us where you're exactly located. Pino's Palette, it's in downtown Naperville.
We are at 175 West Jackson. And we are in the Egg Harbor building, and that is also where Sushi House is. So we are in Cesar Salon's old spot, and it is completely redone, and it's a fabulous art studio now.
Wow. And that's right across, folks, from the Dandelion Fountain, right across from the beautiful Naperville Riverwalk. You can walk along the Riverwalk and then walk over Pino's Palette and have a really nice evening with your girlfriends or a date or bring your kids. I know you're brand new, Pam, but do these things, what's the chance of me calling the day of and getting in?
Well, we always have an extra space for people that walk in. We want people to be able to come in. We do ask that people go online and sign up for the classes because they can see the calendar and they can choose the painting that they want. So the best way to sign up, of course, is to go to pinospalette.com and select the Naperville location and then just select sign up for a class, and our calendar comes up. And every night it's a different painting, so you just choose the one that you want to come to, sign up online, and you'll get a confirmation. And then you just come in and enjoy. But sometimes, you know, people make last-minute decisions, and we try to accommodate people. We can hold 48 people, so we do have a pretty big studio, and we also have a private party room that can accommodate 20 people.
Oh, very, very nice. That's quite a space back there. I didn't realize how big that space was back there. Well, good for you. You found a great place. I remember when you were looking for a place in downtown Naperville, and I remember the first place didn't work out, and you're disappointed, but then things happen for a reason, and look at that. That's like the perfect spot, I think, for your business.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're so thankful and feeling blessed that this just came along and turned out to be the perfect spot for Pino's Palette.
All right, we got to do a shout out to the other co-owner, your pal Krista.
Krista Juergens. She is actually at the studio. We have artists coming in today training to get ready for all of our customers.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you the best. Really do. This is going to be so exciting and fun. I can't wait till tomorrow night to get over there and experience it myself. I'm not a painter, so this is going to be amazing. I'm going to post my painting on Facebook to show you all that even anybody can do it, right? Listen to me.
Anybody can do it.
Hopeful.
anybody can do it. And it's fun.
Sounds like a great time. Well, congratulations, Pam, on your new shop, Pino's Palette. Check them out on Facebook, right? You got a Facebook page?
Yep, Facebook.
And they also...
Twitter, Instagram.
Okay. And the website?
It's www.pinospalette.com, and you can select the location, Naperville.
Fantastic. All right, Pam, thanks so much for being on the show today and telling us all about this exciting new shop in downtown Naperville. Can't wait to check
Thank
it out.
Thank you, Dolly. We're excited to be part of the downtown Naperville community and just looking forward to having everyone come in and paint.
Fantastic. Let them paint. Thanks, Pam.
That's right. Okay, thanks, Dolly.
All righty. Pam Bartlett, the co-owner of Pino's Palette in downtown Naperville. Hey, this is Dolly McCarthy. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi, this is Mary Ellen. How are you, Dolly?
Mary Ellen. Hey there. Mary Ellen, hold on 1 second.
In.
Are you calling in to win? You just won the tickets to Napier Settlement. To see
I
the mansion
did.
Tour.
How exciting.
Yes. I know you're probably calling in to speak to the angel lady, so I'm going to put you on hold for a moment, and we're going to get the angel lady up. So let me put you on hold for 1 second, and we are now ready to talk to Sue Storm. Remember I told you that we're having the angel lady on the show? Well, here she is, Sue Storm, world-renowned, actually, author and inspirational speaker. She's the host of her own radio show. She has her own radio show, too, like me, Angel Talk. And she's the author of Angel First Aid, Prescription for Success. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show, Sue.
Hey, Dolly. How are you?
Hi.
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
She's on
good,
she's
good.
On
I'm glad you're not asking me to paint anything.
Since 8-ish. The numbers are there.
No painting.
Good.
No painting. But, you know, you're welcome to come and join me anytime. I know, Sue, you're in Naperville, but people know you all over the world. And I appreciate you being on the show because I know you're a busy lady this time of year especially, it seems. But we're excited to have you on the show. So tell us, how did you become the angel lady?
Well, it's kind of an interesting scenario. As a child, I had a near-death experience. I was suffocating. And I remember seeing angels flying over my head, but didn't know what they were at the time. And from that time on, I've been hearing a special voice of guidance. When I was about 4 years old, I started calling it my little man because it was an adult male voice. And I thought everybody had a little man. I didn't know I was different. And many years later, found out that my little man was Archangel Michael. So my whole life, the angels have been guiding me, and I can hear them, see them, talk to them, ask them questions for others, and they answer directly. So it's just a gift that I got. I want to tell you a quick little story about how I got the name the Angel Lady. Because you mentioned Naperville. one of the directors, actually the executive producer of The Daily Show on Comedy Central, read something in a magazine and heard a voice in his head, an angel actually, say, you have to go to Naperville and interview this woman. So he himself flew out to Naperville, hired a team, and I was on The Daily Show, and they started calling me the Angel Lady, and that's how I got my name.
Oh, really?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah,
that
I didn't know that The Daily Show came to Naperville.
Now, let me ask you this. You said that you were how old, 4 years old?
I was actually 18 months when I saw the angel flying over my head for the first time, and I was 4 when I started calling that voice my little man.
And
but
when
I've always had the sense that, excuse me, of what's going to happen ahead of time, how parents should treat their kids, and what they weren't doing right. I mean, I always knew things. If I was going to sit down and play a board game, I knew before I started if I was going to win. I always had this gift, but didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm. And it's from what I've read about you, Sue, looking at your book, it seems like this is all positive stuff, too. You can't foresee struggle or pain or hardship. It's all good things that you're able to.
Well, the angels that I deal with, the angels who come to me and my little man and Archangel Michael, they're all loving, positive, supportive. All of us have at least 3 angels, and we're going to identify them for the callers, that are with us from the time that we're born. And if we know the names of those angels and what they do, then we know what our life's purpose is. And especially if you have children and you know the names of their angels, you'll kind of know how to guide them because you'll know what their life's purpose is. And the angels tell me that if we're doing our life's purpose, then we are happier, healthier, more financially successful. If there's bumps in the road along the way and speed bumps, then we're not really on our life's purpose, and those are to guide us towards doing what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what kinds of people call you to?
Oh, my goodness. Everybody. Everything from college students who want help with their to PhDs to CEOs. I do a lot of work with business. My specialty is business and prosperity, so I do a lot of work with CEOs all over the country and homemakers and mothers and, just anybody, because anybody can connect with their angels. No matter who you are, your angels are there. And my thought is everyone already has. They just don't identify it as angels. So women have like what they call an aha or a knowing or an intuition. Men have what they call a gut reaction or a hunch. But these are really messages from their angels.
Really? So
and
you really
so
can benefit
guided,
from...
Go ahead.
You can benefit from connecting with your angels.
Right. You know, welcome them into your life. Learn about them. Get one of the angel first aid books that I've written. There are 3 of them. And it has a list of all the angels in the back, what they do, how they do it, little remedies for making your life better. Actually, I want to tell you, when I wrote the book, my thought was, what does somebody do if it's 1 o'clock in the morning and they feel lonely, or they just are worried about finances, or they're worried about their children? What do they do? And so this book is a little handbook, a little guide to what do you do when you need your angels.
Mm-hmm. And you help them with that. And you can.
I
can
do
you,
in my consultations. You know, people can call me when they're making decisions, and sometimes CEOs do that. They call me when they're making a decision, or even should I sell my house? Is it the right time? Or should I send my kid to this school or that school? And then they get direct answers, infinite wisdom.
It's amazing. How do you like when people call you? How are you able to tune in into them and really figure out who their angels are when it's over the phone? So that amazes me.
You know what? And I do this with people all over the world. I've been on the radio all over the world. I get calls from everywhere. I mean, places I don't even know. They give me the name of where they live, and I don't even know where it is.
Wow.
South Africa, you know, Tunisia, I don't know. But how do I do it? It's my gift. It's what I'm here to do. It's God somehow gave me this gift, and it's easy for me. It's easy for me to do, just like whatever your gift is easy for you.
Right, right. Well, all right, let's get started on this. We have a caller, Mary Ellen, has been on hold here. She just wants to definitely get an angel reading. Hey, Mary Ellen, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, great. Well, Sue Storm is on the line, our angel lady. And I don't know, Sue, how do we want to start this? Does Mary Ellen answer questions?
All I need is her first name, and I'll give her the names of her angels, and then if she has a quick question she wants to ask me, I can answer that too. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
Okay, I feel like you're a little nervous. Okay, so Evelyn is the and that's another thing I want to tell you, Dolly. I can be right there with a person. I can feel what they're feeling, hear, not invasive, intrusive, but if I can monitor how well they're doing during a conversation and if there's more I need to tell them, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So your first angel is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, and that's the
Eileen.
Angel. Eileen. And she's
the angel of what?
Happiness.
Okay.
Yay, you got the angel of happiness. This is good.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And she works with joy and contentment. Okay.
Okay.
And then you also have Tara, T-A-R-A, who's the angel of love. And that's unconditional love. So love and happiness. Your archangel is Michael, who's the top archangel. That's mine. And that's guidance and protection.
Wow. And my husband's name's Michael. That's creepy.
Perfect. Isn't that interesting? So you found your angel. Anyway.
So how, like Dolly was asking, how do you know that from just speaking to me, like just hearing my voice?
Okay, so honestly, I don't know that, but I'm listening to Archangel Michael, and he does. He's anything that I'm saying other than, you know, just about my history and things like that, he's telling me to say. I'm kind of like an interpreter.
Okay.
I listen to you, and I listen to him, and then I tell you what he's saying.
Oh, very interesting. So
that's
when people
how I
think,
Marielle, do you have a question?
Hmm?
Hey, Marielle, do you have a question
so
for Sue?
I do, because, you know, many people will say, I'm Catholic, and they'll say, oh, you have an angel. And sometimes my sister will always feel like my grandmother is always watching over her. So these would be a different angel. Is what you would
really
consider
good question.
Them?
Really good question. Angels have never had a physical body. They've never lived in time and space, which is why it's hard for me to tell people how soon this will happen or that. They've never lived in time and space, and they're really just messengers of God, and they're just really beings that are here to love us and help us and support us.
Okay,
so your grandmother can come to you and be with you and watch over you, but it's not really what I technically would call a guardian angel.
Okay, so it's different then.
Right, and she is, by the way, and she says she's very smart. She's telling me you're very smart, and she's very proud of you. Sometimes I get too many messages at once.
Oh, I see.
She
always
knew you'd be smart, and you could do it. Whatever you wanted to do, you set your mind to, you could do, she said.
Oh, wow, that's very interesting. Well, thank you very much. That was very
enlightening.
Okay,
I'm glad you called.
Do you have another question? Do you have another question, Mary Ellen? I think we have time.
I think it just blows my mind because I know I've gone to, like, people that read, you know, palms and things, and I don't always think it's true, but there have been times when what they have said actually came true, a few things. So it is very interesting, and I do believe what you say, that you definitely have to talk to them and ask them for guidance, with issues in your family or, you know, why would this happen, or your finances, or having children now going to college, like Dolly and I, and we're like, what's the right answer? Where should they go? What should they do?
Right, and it's really easy because at least I can give them the top knowledge, the top guidance. And by the way, Jeremiah is the angel of financial security.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, the ones that
Jeremiah
is the angel of financial security.
Mm-hmm.
So pull on his robes and tell him, let's go.
So you like talk to them and pray to them and help me, make me win the lotto. No, just kidding.
If I could do that, I wouldn't be on the radio.
I think I need to start praying to Jeremiah.
Yeah, funny. You'll be on a cruise somewhere. Awesome.
Right.
Well, that is very interesting. I'm definitely going to look into your book and follow these guardian angels that you gave me.
Good.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling in, Mary Ellen.
Thanks, Dolly.
Right,
take care.
We are talking
bye-bye.
To, and we got those tickets for you, too, for the Martin Mitchell Mansion holiday tour. We're talking to the angel lady. She's a renowned international author and inspirational speaker as well, and we're taking your calls right now. If you want to talk to the angel lady, ask her a question. She's here. Okay.
Dolly, can I say that my website just went live yesterday? I have a new website. Can I give that out? Is that okay?
Sure. Absolutely.
We've been
Go
working
ahead.
On it furiously to get it ready for today's program, and it's www.theangellady.net.
All right, there you have it. And could they order your book online there?
Yes, they can.
Two?
And I might as well give out my phone number, too. My 800 number, toll-free, is 800-323-1790.
Okay. All right. Sue, I'm hearing a little bit of an echo. My producer of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Beth Rivard, we're going to have Beth talk to you. Beth, are you ready to talk to Sue?
I am. Hi, Sue.
Hi. You know what, Beth? This morning I had the angel say to me, Beth wants her angels. So I already knew that we were going to be talking at some point today.
Really? Did you really?
Yes. They gave me a heads up on you.
That's
okay.
Great.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. So your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and that's the angel of prosperity. So that's the money archangel. It's also an angel of enlightenment. And the next one you have is Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A. And Bettina is the angel of creativity. She works with arts and science and creativity. And you're creative in what you do, but your mind is really creative, is what they're telling me. Your next angel is Timothy, and Timothy is the angel of good fortune, abundance, and prosperity.
Hmm.
Wow.
Beth,
you have your life all set up for you here.
So I can retire. It's all good.
No, then you won't be there for Dolly.
Right.
Don't be giving her any ideas there, Sue.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm teasing. Oh, my gosh.
Interesting, because I consider myself a creative person. I have that artistic side, so interesting that Bettina is one of my angels. And,
right, and so she's been guiding you towards that since it's a part of your life's purpose for, you know, since you were born.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I've got a question, specific question to ask Sue.
You know, I guess kind of piggybacking on what Mary Ellen was saying is that I've always been confused with the guardian angels and those who have passed. And both of my parents are gone. And I just kind of thought that maybe they would be the ones who would be the guardian angels. I mean, I know they look out for me.
You know they are. They're not what they call technically a guardian angel, but they are angels. They are watching over you. They are protecting you, they tell me. They are.
That's good to know.
And just so proud of you. I mean, they're smiling. They are so proud of you. See, this is another talent I have, and again, I don't know how I got it. I'm as comfortable talking to someone who's passed on and seeing what they're up to as I am with talking to the angels as I am with talking to you. Just natural gifts that somehow I was given.
Yes, really.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
No, I said thank you for the information. It's good to hear my parents are
Okay, good, yeah. And you know, let's see, do they have a... I'm going to give you a message from the angels because they told me to give you a message. Just that love is all around you. And And what you do with love. When you know, when you work with Dolly, you work with love. Whatever you do with love, and they very much appreciate that.
That's so true. I have to tell you, and I think I've already told Beth this, I get emails from people and they say, Beth is such a doll. We love Beth. And that's how she, that's who she is. She's a joy. She's a light wherever she goes. And people love her all over. Like you said, love is all around. Love is all around, Beth.
And isn't it interesting that the two of you have connected, because really you're both all about love and information and spreading joy and helping others. And so it's great that you've connected.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate, very fortunate.
We both are. Thank you. And I'm definitely picking up your book.
Oh, good.
Okay, we got another caller.
Thanks
so
much.
Okay, we got another caller. Hi, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Say hi to Sue. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady's on the line. She just wants to know your name.
Hi. Hi. Can
Sandy.
I have your first name?
Sandy.
Okay. Was that Sandy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's start with your angels, because I think we're running out of time here. We have Blake, B-L-A-K-E, and it's a female Blake, who's the angel of comfort, peace of mind, and comfort. And people are comforted when you're around them. You're really interested in harmony and peace, and that's a part of your life and a part of your life purpose. Your archangel is Raphael, and that's an angel of healing and compassion and understanding, and that they tell me you're very understanding. And your next angel is actually, Solomon. Solomon is the angel of security. He works with emotional security, safety, well-being, and, you really need to feel safe and comfortable and happy to move forward.
Oh, very good angels.
Very good angels.
How about
did
a question?
Did I have a money angel
question
for you, though? I didn't have one, did I? I got to give you a money angel. Katrina is the angel of prosperity, so there's your money angel, too.
How about
the least
questions,
important
Dave?
Of all
we're
angels?
We're almost out of time. You want to ask Sue a question?
No.
Okay.
People are a little hesitant on the question,
Sue. I'm just happy to hear about my angels.
Well, Sue, do you sense anything from Sandy? Are you sensing, any of the angels saying anything to her? Like, do you picking up any of that? Can you do that?
Some new things are coming into your life, Sandy. It feels like I see doors opening. New things are going to happen, and they're going to be fun. And, it's time for you to have more fun, they say.
Oh, very good. I like more fun.
Okay. Good.
All right. Thanks so much, Sandy, for calling into the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thank
are
you so much.
Do you live in Naperville? Because we have tickets for Naper Settlement. They're having the holiday tour of the Martin Mitchell Mansion. How would you like those two tickets for that?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Send a message on our Facebook page, and we will get those tickets to you. Thanks for calling
in. Okay, I will. I will. Thanks a lot, Dolly.
Bye-bye.
Dolly, I also want to say that I'm going to be at the Sycamore Library on Tuesday. We didn't talk about that. Sycamore, Illinois, it starts at 6 o'clock, and I'm going to be doing an hour presentation on the angels and how to help yourself, everything from losing weight to making money to finding more joy in your life, and talking about my book. So if anybody's out that way and wants to come along on Tuesday the 10th, be happy to meet them.
Okay. What time is it going to be in the evening?
It's 6.
6 o'clock in the evening. And will they be able to get their angels read from you there?
Sure. If they want to, yes, we'll work something out where everybody gets their angels. And they can communicate with their angels. I'm going to teach them how to see their angels, hear their angels, feel their angels. It's going to be really interesting, very interactive, and lots of fun. And
Sycamore,
it's limited
Illinois,
space.
Out there. Pardon
it's
me?
Limited space, so they should either, make sure that they either call and reserve a spot or get there on time.
Okay, so call the library, the Sycamore Library. It's out near DeKalb. I used to report out that way.
Right.
In Sycamore and
right.
DeKalb. So they need to call the Sycamore Library and reserve a spot. And is it free, Sue, or is there a fee?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And it's just going to be a heartwarming, fun, but very informative, because, like I said, we do everything for what's the remedy for losing weight, how can the angels help you make more money, what can you say, what can you do. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds great. Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a chance to plug that. We are talking. We've been talking to the Angel Lady, and she's got a book that's a bestseller, Angel First Aid Prescription for Success. You've got three of them out, right? There, is that right, Sue, you said?
Right.
All right. Last but not least, we're out of time, but I have to ask you, can you tell me who my angels are?
Oh, have I not done that? Okay. Well, your archangel is Gabriel, and that's, messages and communication, and certainly you're all about messages and communication. And then you have Evelyn, and Evelyn is the angel of manifesting. She works with attracting prosperity and personal growth, so there's your money angel. That's good. And then you also have, you have so many. I want to see which one I want to give you. Oh, Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A, is the angel of nurturing children, protection. So, and Serena is the top guardian angel, by the way.
Oh, really? She's the top? Why is she the top?
You got to the
everybody?
Top, as far as guardian angels.
Hmm. Well, I don't have a question, though, but... I just would like to thank you for being on the show. This has been so fun.
Oh, good. Me too.
It's been so entertaining and fun. So we've been talking to Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's going to be out at the Sycamore Library Tuesday evening at 6, and you can definitely go and meet her. Oh, Rudy's saying hello. Little dog Rudy's in the background.
Maybe he's going to come to the library too.
He would love that. A little road trip. Check out www.theangellady.net. That's her website. And she's also on Facebook. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, on Facebook. You can check her out there. And really, thanks so much, Sue. It's been very enlightening, very fun listening to this. Everybody has angels, according to Sue Storm. Find out who your angels are. And you can talk to Sue, give her a call, and she will give you those angel readings, right? Is that what you call it, an angel reading?
A consultation. Mm-hmm.
Consultation, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, again, for any kind of information that you need, rather than, I say confusion causes craziness. If you're sitting there wondering about something, call the angels and ask them. Then you get your answer, and you can go on to something else.
Okay. Well, very, very cool. Very cool. Thank you for my angels, Gabriel, Evelyn, and Serena. I'm going to be having to look into these a little bit more. I do believe in angels.
Their message for you is that you're a pleasure to work with.
Oh, did you tell that to Beth? Beth, they said I'm a pleasure to work with. It's really a best call on that one. Depends on the time of year, right? No, I'm just kidding. I hope so. I hope so. I try to be,
Okay,
but
Dolly.
Thanks so much, Sue Storm, and
you're
have
welcome.
A great event next Tuesday at the Sycamore Library. It's been great talking to you. The Angel Lady, Sue Storm. All right, we're out of time. We've got to move on. It's now time for our Good Inspiration segment with public speaker and author Michelle Lynn Goss. Hi, Michelle. I'm sorry
we ran
out of time. I wanted the angel lady to tell you your angels, too, but I was running out of time there.
Just glad to hear that you have quite a few of them.
Oh, she said I had quite a few. I wonder who the other ones are. Maybe I'll have to get over to that Sycamore Library,
mm-hmm.
But Michelle has, her topic this week is about forgiveness, something a lot of us tend to avoid, whether we care to admit that or not. Tell us more about
That's absolutely true. And I wanted to tell a quick story to start it off. Was the day when my divorce was final and I was leaving Albuquerque because I returned to Naperville for a year and a half before I came back to Albuquerque. And it was the night before I was leaving, and it doesn't matter what I found out, but I found out something that my now ex-husband had done. And I stood there, and I said to him, and I was exhausted. I'd been packing, and it was moving, and I said, I can't worry about you. I can't worry about what you've done. I need to move on. And so I just, when I was thinking about what I was going to say today, that to me was the statement to him that I have forgiven you because I need to move on for everything that happened between us. And so it's just so important that we forgive people, because being able to forgive him, and I mean, I had done things too, so I'm going to talk a little bit about forgiving ourselves as well, but important that we forgive others because, well, one, is that a lot of things that they did were not about us. They were about them. We know people. We have to sort of, when people get mad at us, sometimes we have to think about what the reasons for them being mad, and many times it's not about us. It's about them. But when we forgive others, we allow our lives to really unfold in front of us because otherwise, like you said, it's the denial of forgiving, you know, that we don't want to do, but there's also denial that we have done it. And so it's really important that we find a way to forgive people. Sometimes we have people we can remove from our lives, and sometimes we have people that we can't. And especially, I think it's more difficult a lot of times when people, we can't remove people from our lives. They're our family, they're our children, you name it, and or the people we work with. But we have to find a way to forgive them to be able to go forward. So one of those ways that we can do that, it's basically some sort of ritual, and it's saying over and over again, I forgive so-and-so, I forgive you, or writing them a letter, not sending it. But there's something to be said about whether you write a letter, you write it over and over again. And when I think of writing something over and over again, I think of when we would get sentences in school. I don't know if they still do that. But if we got in trouble and we had to write something over again, typically we didn't do it again after that. It was some sort of, let's call it behavior modification. But there's something to be said about putting it on paper and releasing it. And you can burn the letter, you could burn writing it over and over again, whatever works for you. Or for some people, it's simply lighting a candle and saying, I forgive you, I'm releasing this, I'm done with this, I need to move on. And it's also important that we forgive ourselves because there are things that we have done in our lives that maybe we're not proud of or we worry that we made bad decisions in the past, but it doesn't matter. It's part of who we are, but it doesn't define us. And we have the opportunity to go forward and to let it go and be so and to learn from it. But we can't do that unless we forgive ourselves and we forgive others.
Absolutely. Well, forgiveness is a tricky thing. But like you said, too, I think it is harder to forgive yourself. And why should you forgive yourself? What is it if you don't forgive yourself? What are some of the things that happen to you? And why is it so important to forgive yourself? Really. You said about letting your life unfold, you know, and I think it's the release of stress and pain. But how can you really, really forgive yourself? I mean, I can say, yeah, I forgive myself, but what is it that I keep, that we keep when we don't truly forgive ourselves? Bitterness, anger, what is it?
Well, I'll say two things. One is that you said you can say, I forgive myself, but that doesn't mean you necessarily truly feel it, and I agree with you. And that's why I think some sort of ritual around it is really helpful, meaning that you write yourself a letter and putting it on paper. Because, I mean, how often do we get stuck in our heads and it's playing, the loop is playing over and over again, and one way to let it go is putting it on paper. Or you could talk to somebody, too. But for each one of it, it's going to be something a little bit different or going for a walk. And one thing that's really good is that if you allow yourself a certain amount of time and say, okay, I'm going to think about it, and when this time is up, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to give an example of that. For me, I used to go to daily mass when I lived in Naperville. And part of that was that I would allow myself to be upset while I was sitting in church. But I knew that when I walked out of that church, I had to let all of that go. And there's something about being able to give yourself time to release it, and then you can move on with your day. Now, if you don't find a way to do that, like you said, you bottle up anger, you end up physically getting sick sometimes because you're not giving your body a way to release it emotionally. And so you can be angry, you can end up depressed, and lots of substance abuse comes from that. Lots of different awful things happen to people because they don't take the time to ultimately you're taking care of yourself when you forgive yourself. That's and others. Right. That's really what you're doing.
So basically what you're saying is forgiveness equates to happiness. If you can forgive and truly forgive and try to do, like you said, journaling, writing it down, then you can find the happiness. It's a tricky thing. Like I'm always amazed by people who say they forgive, like the murderer, someone who murdered their sister, and the family members forgive him. I know it takes some time, but it's just truly amazing, and it's good, and it's good. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love this. I love what you're saying.
It's a good time of year. This is the time of your work. Mm-hmm. Coming to the end of the year, it's like, how do I want to go into 2014? Do I want to be angry and bitter at so-and-so because of what they did to me, or do I want to go into 2014 and really start fresh in a new year when I'm turning the mm-hmm. calendar and allow, you know, I always talk about the openness. Well, this is one way that you are open to new things is by yeah. letting these, whatever's holding you back, and this is part of what holds people back, is anger toward others and themselves.
And now when you forgive, let's say you have a family member who's crossed you and been cruel to you for many, many years, and you constantly see them at family parties and they're constantly bullying you in some way or being treating you unfair or whatever, how do you forgive that person? And then the next time you see them and they do another thing, how do you just continue to forgive every time?
I believe that's one of the most difficult parts about forgiveness, because we do have people, and I'm well aware of that, we do have people in our lives that we can't unfriend them. It's not like Facebook. We can just unfriend them and not ever talk to them again. We have to see them at holidays. And right now, that's a difficult time for a lot of people for that reason. But I think of taking the high road. You're the better person. You're not. One thing is that you do not engage them. And they can bully you all you want. It's so hard, but you hold strong in your head, I forgive you, I forgive you. You don't even have to say it to them, because you know that it may be lost on them anyway. But just knowing that deep in your heart you feel that, and by not engaging them, that game that they're playing with you, that manipulation, whatever it may be, they won't want to play it anymore. It's like they pulled out the game board and you're saying, I'm not playing. Eventually they're going to put the game board away. Mm-hmm. And it may not happen right away. And that's one of the things, it's trusting and have faith. I mean, there's so many things that I've talked about on this show that, you know, they all are pieces of everything. You know, one week when I talk about, there's so many other pieces that come into it. And it's having trust and faith that you know that you are doing what's right. And by forgiving them, even though they may not get it, but you're doing what's best for you. And that's most important. And that's going to serve you the best in the long run.
Yeah, because really all boils down to you and the world around you and how you react to the world. You're gonna make the world a better place. Every person. You have to start with yourself to change the world.
Exactly.
Now I sound like Michael Jackson.
But maybe he's your guardian angel too.
Oh, very funny. Very funny, Michelle. Michael Jackson's my guardian angel. Hilarious.
You never know. There may be a white glove around there somewhere.
I'm so inspired by Michelle this morning. So inspired by you. And I forgive you for that comment. No, I'm just kidding. He was a good man.
No, he wasn't a bad person. He had a lot of difficulty. And the man... And to be that same, and we could go on about this, to be that famous, I mean, think about what he faced, and now he's at peace, and for all we know, he's watching over you, Dolly. We don't know.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. I could use all the guardian angels I can get, you know.
You're all welcome.
Well, Michelle, you are an angel. Thanks so much for your good inspiration about forgiveness. Very inspired by you today. So you can be inspired by Michelle. Check out her website, inspiredbymichelle.com. And we'll see you next week for another Good Inspiration segment.
Have a good
week.
Thank
you, Michelle.
Thank you, Dolly.
All
bye.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye. And on that note, now it's time to end the show. So as I always end the show, I always tell everybody, because I believe it, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And thanks again to all my good guests this week. I really appreciate Hallie Hudson, all her work with Tri-City Family Services. I hope that you all can come out despite the cold temperatures. I hope we see you Saturday morning. Come out to the Tri-City Family Services 5K Snowflake Shuffle. I'll be out there. Beth will be out there. We'll be looking for you. Come on up to us and say hello. Thanks to Pam Bartlett from Pino's Palette. Pam, my best wishes to you in this new business. It's going to take off, and it's so much fun. I'm excited. I'm going to be there tomorrow night. And so thankful to Michelle Lynn Gus for a good inspiration segment. And finally, Sue Storm, the angel lady. It was great having the angel lady on the show today. I feel very blessed. I feel like all the angels are flying around me right now. Ooh, she just hit me in the head. I'm just kidding. All right, everybody. enough of the silliness. Thanks for tuning in. And, hey, by the way, if you haven't already done so, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook, and please follow the show on Twitter. I'm Dolly McCarthy. I hope you'll come back and listen in next week for another hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. Happy holidays. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel.